Come on.
Hi, this is Julie Boucher with Walsa, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, and on the line with us, we've got longtime NASCAR professional who represented championship drivers through the years, a Shark Tank survivor, we'll call her there, and the visionary food force of nature behind the hottest new condiment that is tailor-made for the track and tailgating, the one and only Julie Boucher. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much, Dane. Appreciate you having me.
Well, thanks for being on. I mean, we talk all the time about tailgating, and of course, I do a lot of the food stuff here at WGN and a lot of those personalities, and we've come to the consensus that nobody does tailgating like race fans and in racing situations. Instead of a couple hours before the game, like in football or college football, pro football, people show up on Wednesday for the race on Sunday, and there's a lot of food front and center for that, and this is very cool because Slaza is the name of the product that you have created that is perfect for it.
Absolutely. No, race fans, I will tell you, you know, having been to hundreds of races in the last decade plus, I mean, the fans are as serious of fans as they can be. And, you know, whether they're camping out on the infield or they're outside the track camping out, I mean, you will find some of the most serious hardcore fans. They plan their vacations around the races. And a lot of them will go to 5, 6, 7 races a year. It's not uncommon that 100% of that vacation time is one big fun weekend.
Yep, all the reasons why it is the number one spectator sport out there, and the crowd participation is so important as well. So let's talk a little bit about the product. I mean, obviously you've been to so many different races, been in those situations. You thought the world needed this, right? Because here in Chicago, we love our hot dogs, we love our brats, our sausages, all those kind of things. But Slaza, I mean, you give us kind of the insight into exactly what it is, because it is unique.
It is. So Slaza is, in essence, it is a cabbage-based relish with heat undertone. So, in essence, a slaw-salsa hybrid. Unlike a pickle relish, it actually is a little bit healthier, half the sodium, 20% more vitamin C, but just so much more versatility in its use because it does have those heat undertones to it. So it is great on, again, you mentioned the hot dogs, the brats, the burgers, great on pulled pork. You can even incorporate it in a lot of egg dishes. Pairs great with deviled eggs or if you're doing breakfast burritos and stuff like that. So we really are trying to do our best to redefine what is a sea of green, boring relishes in the traditional, you know, grocery aisle. We are, we're yellow because we do have a little bit of a mustard vinegar base, but yeah. It is flaming on bratwurst and hot dogs.
Yeah, it is absolutely great. Got a chance to try it, and I love it. You say that the heat undertones, it is there. It is just the right amount of heat, but it isn't heat just for heat's sake. I mean, the flavor is great, too, with it.
Yeah, and you get a lot of flavors going on in your mouth. You know, you start off, and it'll be a little sweet in the beginning, and then there'll be a little bit of heat, and then it'll dissipate, so it encourages that second bite. Again, we do have a slight mustard and vinegar base to it, too, so when you're trying it, it's nothing that you would expect. Like, it's tough to compare it to. People are like, well, what's it like? Well,
right?
It's really not like anything. You really do have to try it to believe it.
Julie, there are not that many things out there in the world, not maybe on the food side or whatever, where, like you say, you have a little bit of a difficult time describing it. I think the thing that people need to do is just get out there and try it. It's in, you know, I don't know, 8,000 stores now. And so even though maybe it hasn't been on people's radar and as much as maybe it should be, but even, and you don't need it just for tailgating. We do a lot of grilling out in the, you know, the backyard, summertime, wintertime even. And it is one of those things that's great on all those kind of things. But it isn't easy to describe. You mentioned it. You know, it's got a little bit of the kind of the sweetness in there. It's got a little mustard, got a little zing, and the heat undertones are there as well. I don't think there's a substitute for just getting out there, getting a jar and trying it. Love the show Shark Tank. We've had a number of the people on for different products, not always necessarily food products, all sorts of different things show up on Shark Tank. And I always wonder, so it's a luxury we get a chance and the listeners get a chance to hear from someone who's, I said survivor, who's lived through that.
Right.
So what is it like? Because it's equal parts, you know, kind of amazing opportunity, marketing, and then also it's, you know, there's a lot at stake because if they say, let's say that they don't like the product, or maybe you don't do as well as you think you should in the presentation, it could be tough.
Right. Yeah. No, honestly, it was a fantastic experience. We were already in I think over 4,000 stores when I went to pitch. So at least we had a, you know, unlike a lot of food products that maybe are in a few hundred stores and they kind of open themselves up for maybe not so great comments. The fact that we already had major retailer support going in and had numbers and had a unique product, that was definitely a benefit. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Ironically, the episode is re-airing here. It's kind of the gift that keeps on giving, Shark Tank is. So the sharks were extremely nice, complimentary, even got a that's admirable from Mr. O'Leary in the center. Mark Cuban had really nice things to say even after I left the room, which I didn't hear until after I saw the edit. But yeah, I was in there. I pitched about an hour. I was the last person on the last day of the taping to pitch. Which wasn't the best position, but I gave it my all, and I answered everything the best that I could and felt like they didn't really have a lot of negative things to say, and the edit came across that way as well.
Yeah, they have their own strengths. Each one of them has their own strengths, whether it's, you know, whether it's Mark Cuban with the tech side or some of the people like the home shopping, you know, whether it's Lori and some of those people have kind of those angles or clothes, you know, sometimes. But I don't really know that I've heard a lot of food store, you know, people get in there. Certainly restaurant concepts, you see that sometimes, but not necessarily food items.
Yeah, the one shark that is more apt to invest in food businesses, and only because she started doing it pretty early on and kind of learned with the entrepreneurs that she invested in, is Barbara Corcoran.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I didn't even get a chance to pitch to her. I pitched to Lori instead. So, you know, I'd try to be open, even though I knew some sharks would be able to provide maybe a little bit more value than others. I tried to stay open to all of them.
Yeah, it's a really great show. Knowing you a little bit too is like you already had a lot of the things, and you mentioned it. You know, the distribution. You had a serious business. Sometimes people go in and they don't have the numbers. I always sit, you know, at home on the couch and say, well, that's what they need you guys for. But you already had a serious business. They can always respect that. And you're a numbers person, right? So when they ask those specific questions, you have really good answers.
Yeah, I'm a numbers geek. I'm proud to have my nerdish quality come out. I've always enjoyed numbers. Obviously, it helped. I was, you know, back in my days when I worked in NASCAR, I was keeping track of, you know, millions of dollars worth of budgets over the full race season, over dozens of budgets. And so if you weren't good at numbers, you couldn't kind of go up into marketing within NASCAR as a sport. Representing sponsors, you know, you couldn't work your way up into the field if you were not a friend of the accounting department. So
right. Yeah, you have to have that accountability on all those areas, especially in NASCAR. And Slossa is available in probably stores in almost every market that NASCAR is in, right? So as people kind of roll in with their motorhome or whatever, they should stop at the local grocery store, probably go online to slossa.com and maybe put the zip code in, and it'll tell them where it's at.
Yeah, we're in 49 states in Canada, and the only state we're not in, ironically, is Maine. But we're working to change that this year.
So maybe you could put some on some lobster. I don't know that sounds great, but it's good on most anything. Maybe get some lobster in there. So here's the thing, too. Traveling and doing all those years with NASCAR, and you and I have talked a little bit about it, as well as people get in there and you think about exploring a little bit of the town because people are in there mostly for the weekend. And so what are, in your opinion, as a food person and also someone who worked in and around racing in the sport, what were some of your favorite food towns that you guys would hit and you really enjoyed?
You know what? I would say there were definitely tracks that you look forward to going to, and I always tried to patronize, you know, the local, the independents. I didn't try to, you know, do the big chains. You know, just you may not always have a great experience, but you're going to give it a try. And there were always restaurants that you'd always go back to year after year. So Kansas City, obviously, was a big one that I enjoyed going to. Gates Barbecue, Joe's. You know, you've really hit a lot of the barbecue joints, a lot of the places in the Plaza area. You always could find some really good local food in Kansas City. In Michigan, we would stay in Ann Arbor, and every year we'd go to Paleo's, which was downtown Ann Arbor. But even on the way to the track in Saline, there was Benny's Bakery and the Brecken Grill. New Hampshire was always another track I enjoyed going to. Primarily, I mean, the weather in September in New Hampshire was always just beautiful, and we stayed up in Meredith on Lake Winnipesaukee and lots of great restaurants around there. So, yeah, there were definitely tracks that you enjoyed going to because of the food experience and because, like, I was a runner back in the day, back in college. And so, silly me, I did marathons. And so, you know, Kansas City and New Hampshire were great places to run. Of course, Michigan, you can run around University of Michigan. But then there were tracks that were maybe less conducive to getting in your, you know, good workout while you were traveling. But, yeah, the food aspect of traveling, I was so thankful. I think I've been to every track but one over the years. And it was definitely nice to be able to explore local cuisine around, you know, certain cities.
And now you're a part of creating some of that local cuisine, especially during the tailgating. Letting the listeners know, we're talking with Julie Boucher. She is the visionary founder and force behind Slossa, which is the thing that you need in your refrigerator, in your cooler, definitely with you whenever you go tailgating or grilling as well for that. And so let us know the website and everything that that people need to know in order to get some background information. We said, too, there's just no substitute for getting it and trying it. I mean, you can have all that information, but you gotta try it.
Yeah, the website is slawsa.com, slawsa.com. We do have a store locator on there, so you should be able to find Slossa in most cities around the U.S. If not, we do have, you know, an online deal most of the time, so we can ship you a six-pack. But, you know, Slossa, it looks a little different. It is a yellow relish versus a green relish, so it's definitely going to stand out on the shelf. Don't judge a book by the cover, because once you open the jar, I promise it is something that you're going to want to keep around a long, long time.
So one more time with the website before we let you go.
The website is slawsa.com, slawsa.com, and we've got a store locator right on there.
Julie Boucher, she is not only out there representing racers or has done that for a long time, she knows the track, she knows the best places to go for great food around the tracks, and she's providing some of it for the tailgates as well. Thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Dane. Have a slawsome day.